The USDA says it's got investigators on both sides of the Canadian border trying to track down facts surrounding the case of mad cow disease here in the U.S. Today's news, officials say they are still looking for 70 cows possibly connected to the single case of mad cow discovered in Washington State last month. USDA Chief Veterinarian Dr. Ron DeHaven says while investigators haven't found the cows yet, they've got good leads on them.
It's possible that they may have shared a common feed source when they were young and therefore potentially would have had a common exposure. I think it's important to note, however, that even at the height of the outbreak of the disease in the United Kingdom, it was uncommon to have more than just one or two animals in a herd found to be positive.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman announced earlier this week that her agency will begin immediate implementation of a verifiable system of national animal identification. She says it would enhance the speed and accuracy of USDA response to disease outbreaks. But the system comes too late to help this investigation. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Administrator Susan Barocher.
Had a system been in place 6.5 or 7 years ago when those cows were born, so it would make it much easier. We would not have to trace through paper records. We'd have an electronic snapshot of where that cow had been, you know, how it had moved from place to place, from really birth to disposal.
Wisconsin is now launching its own voluntary livestock identification system. A bill in the legislature would make it mandatory. The state system would identify livestock premises and dovetail with a federal system identifying individual animals. According to Barocher, state officials think it can't happen soon enough.
Our state veterinarian, Dr. Bob Ellenfeld, says, you know, if we have a disease outbreak right now, we're going to be in cars driving up and down the road knocking on doors.
Barocher says instead, the new system will promote animal and food safety.
Our goal is to have 48-hour trace back in the case of a disease outbreak. You would be able to very quickly not only tell where that individual animal had been, but what other animals it had commingled with. And that way you would be able to very quickly quarantine any animal that may have come in contact and have been infected.
Groups like the Farmers Union are in favor of the animal ID system, but producers like the Wisconsin Farmers Union president, Sue Beitlick, say they worry about the cost.
We know in the European Union it costs about $2 a head. We're not exactly sure what the cost would be here. It's been projected much higher than that. But if it is a food security issue, and, you know, all people, all consumers benefit from this. We really believe that Homeland Security should have some part in financing this.
The state livestock ID bill gets a public hearing this Thursday. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.